From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our program. We'll be reading this evening in Romans chapter 12, just a few verses from the beginning of that chapter. Of course, we're still studying the final saying of Christ on the cross, when he committed himself into the hands of his Father. We're considering how the Savior died, and seeking to learn from that. Tonight we're going to consider the fact that if we are going to die in contentment and in peace, as very obviously the Savior did, then we must seek a life of contentment and peace, a life of surrender and yieldedness, a life of obedience to the Father, for such was the life of Christ. We're going to be playing the third extract from Tony Capricci's testimony. All that in a moment or two, but first let's have our Bible reading, beginning at the verse 1 of Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The Lord will add his blessing to this reading from his word. Tony Capricci, in the extract played last week, told us of how, arriving in Belfast as a soldier, he decided he would stay in Northern Ireland. He joined the prison service, and there he encountered a man who witnessed faithfully to him. And as a result of his own study of the Bible, Tony was converted. Sadly, he didn't press on with Christ in the fashion that he should. Here's another extract from Tony's testimony.
After a number of years after this, I didn't really go on much with my faith, but I knew in my heart that I was saved. At that time, I ended up being married and having children. My second son was born, and he was a comely child to look at. After about 2 weeks, he took gastric enteritis, and he was taken to be admitted to the isolation ward in the Waterside in Derry. After about a week, my wife phoned, and we were told that our son had improved and that we were to go up to Auchnagalvin to pick him up. As we went to the Waterside, we went into the nurse to pick up our son. We introduced ourselves and were told we were coming up for our son. They asked me, had I been over to the main hospital to see a doctor called Dr. Woodbridge? I said, no, I hadn't. I hadn't been informed that I had to go and see this man. So we went over to the main hospital in Auchnagalvin, and we went in to talk to Dr. Woodbridge. They told us that one of the tests that they did on my son Stephen was that something abnormal was found in his blood. This turned out to be a disease called leukopolysaccharidosis, or the Hunter syndrome. It affects male children. Well, you can imagine the blow that this had on us. My wife broke down in tears, and I held back my tears. After all, men are supposed to be the strongest. We picked up Stephen and we drive him back home. There was quite silence in the car as we took Stephen into the house, and I went round the back of the house, and there I was reduced to tears. I didn't realise why this was happening, but it had a marked impression upon my life. Man is very proud, and I had great pride in my children. Every man wants his son to be a rugby player or a football player. These things are not necessarily the way of God. After all, man's pride is sinful in the eyes of God.
A full copy of Tony's testimony is available on tape. We'll be more than happy to send you that tape. Turn now, please, to that verse that we're studying together in Luke, the chapter 23, and it's the verse 46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Last week we noted from these words that the Lord Jesus Christ knew how to die. What dignity is here? What calmness is here? It is the privilege of the child of God to die in peace and contentedness, without distress of mind, but happy in their soul that it is well with them. It was John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, who commented to his brother Charles just after they had observed the death of a godly Methodist woman who had suffered much from the disease that had ended her life. Wesley said, Our people die well. If we are to die in peace and in contented surrender to our Father's will, then that's how we must live. You cannot live in rebellion to God and then die in peace. No, they who would die as the Saviour died must act toward God in a fashion that indicates He is truly our Father. In other words, we live in submission to His rule and to His will. That's how the Saviour lived, and thus He died. The Saviour had lived in obedience to His Father in every aspect of His life. As a boy, He was in obedience to His Father. You remember those memorable words in Luke chapter 2 and the verse 49, when Mary and Joseph, having lost the Saviour for a time, finally discover Him where they had left Him, in the temple. And Mary chided with Him and said unto Him, Your Father and I have sought you with much distress of heart and mind. And the Lord Jesus answered, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not, or know ye not, that I must be about my Father's business? His Father was His business. There's an interesting truth to be observed in that verse. There is only one word in the original. It's the word Peter, Father. I must be about my Father. The true believer should so also live. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That has been rightly called the golden rule of the gospel. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Our every waking moment should be taken up with the promoting of our Father's business. One of the things that will be added unto us, if we do so live, will be a peaceful and contented deathbed. The Lord Jesus, as a preacher, when He entered upon His ministry, likewise sought only His Father's business. In John chapter 4, in the verse 34, we read these words. Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work. And again in John's Gospel, the chapter 9 and the verse 4, He said, I must work the works of Him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. And then in John chapter 17, when the Saviour is praying, He says, I have glorified Thee on earth, I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. Here are the marks of a surrendered life. The Lord Jesus Christ said to do His Father's will was His meat. It was His meat. He was under a compulsion. I must work the works of Him that sent me. It was the compulsion of love and a desire to obey His Father. And He was able to declare, I have finished the work that Thou gavest me to do. Listen, anyone who does the Father's will and completes the task that God has given us to do, when it comes to death, they will lie down in contentedness and peacefully surrender themselves into the hands of their God. these very things featured in Paul the Apostle's life. He says this in Philippians, the chapter 1, beginning at the verse 20. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now, those words are of the same spirit as the Saviour's words when he says, I must be about my Father's business. Paul says, for me to live is Christ. Now, one who has that as their guiding star will end their life in peace and calmness. It was the same for Timothy, the young assistant to Paul. Paul goes on to write about Timothy in Philippians chapter 2 in the verse 20. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But ye know the proof of him, that, as a son with a father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Paul says, there's few like Timothy. Most men seek only their own, and not the things of Christ, but not so Timothy. Here is the way to end our days in calmness. Everything that the Lord Jesus did was at his Father's bidding, in his Father's time, and wrought out in his Father's way. And that's the secret of a contented life and a peaceful death. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we ought to live. And if we do so, so shall we die, as the Saviour did, calmly commending himself into the hands of his Father. Oh, give thought to that today. Are you living for Christ? Is your life one of obedience to God's will? May you be saved. May you obey the gospel. God bless you. Before our program ends, could I give you a special invitation to a gospel campaign that will commence in our church in Kilskerry on October 29th at 3:30 in the afternoon. The special evangelist is the Reverend John Gray of Enniskillen. We would so welcome visitors from our radio audience to this gospel campaign. We'll tell you more about it as the time draws nearer. We look forward to you joining with us again next week. Good night.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.